Well, praise the Lord. This is Brother Mose again with the Daily Inspirations for the 13th day of this month. My phone number, in case you want to call me, is 717-656-9576. I really do appreciate receiving phone calls of those who have been blessed and those who have questions and maybe even those who have are in opposition to what I said. And if I made any, said anything that is not God-honoring, please call me. We are called to be accountable one to another, so I would like to be accountable to you. So, but this morning I'd like to speak again from Hebrews 11 and Hebrews 11:12. Therefore, yesterday I read in Hebrews 11:11, and I talked about Sarah, I talked about mothers. And so this morning I would like to, not sure where the Lord is going to go with all this morning, but I want to be that which, I want to be open to God. I want to allow God to speak through me. And so let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I just pray, dear God, that you would take my tongue now and use it to your glory and to your honor. Lord, I want to be out of the way. I want to be available for your use this morning, dear God, that you could bring encouragement, that you would bring edification. And I pray, dear God, that my selfish ways and my selfishness would be totally out of the way, and that Jesus Christ could be glorified and honored. So this morning we commit it to you in the name of our beloved Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, let's take a look at Hebrews 11:12. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises. In other words, they were not, the promises were not fulfilled in their day. But the promises were there, and they looked forward to the day that these promises would be fulfilled. You know, in the beginning, God promised, after Adam and Eve sinned, he promised a deliverer. And so these people, many of these, or I guess all of these people in the Hall of Faith, they all heard the promise, they knew of the promise, and that there would be a Savior to deliver them out of their misery, out of their sin. But until then, they had to have the animal substitute as a sacrifice, animal sacrifice for their sins. But when Jesus came, it was no longer an animal sacrifice, but now Jesus, the very Son of God, came and he laid down his life. He laid down his life so that we can have eternal life, so that we can be forgiven. He became the perfect sacrifice. He became the sacrifice for all of us. And now we can look back to that sacrifice and we can be forgiven. We can believe. We can have faith in the finished work on the cross, the precious blood that was shed at the cross, and that will cleanse us and purify us and will make us a new person if we only allow, if we're willing to lay down our lives. And, you know, it has a lot to do with faith, yes. The same as the Old Testament people, they had to live by faith. And today we have to live by faith. But we have to come to a place where we're willing to lay down our pride, lay down our own selfishness, and allow Jesus Christ to come into our heart and life. Confess our sins, that we might confess our sins, and then ask Jesus to cleanse us and to purify us and to make us more like him. So let us be faithful, even as the old patriarchs were there in the Hebrews 11. Let us be faithful and allow the Lord Jesus Christ to come in our hearts and lives and to cleanse and to purify us. So let us continue to read here. Hebrews 11:13. I believe I read some of that. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them far off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims in the earth. Now, that's something that was to be strangers and pilgrims on this earth. That's for all of us, even today, in the New Testament time. You know, we are to be strangers and pilgrims. We are not of this earth. We are citizens of a better country. We're citizens of heaven. If we have taken the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior, and if we have a relationship with him, we have a king that is not of this earth, but we have a heavenly king, and we are citizens of that heavenly kingdom. And yes, we are here in this earth. We are right here in the United States. We are also citizens of the United States, and we're subject to the rulers that are over us, the governors, the president, the different kinds of government. Yes, we are subject to these governments. But let us remember that always we are citizens of a heavenly kingdom, and we are citizens. We are that the mandate, the law which comes from the heavenly kingdom is always above that which the laws of the land. If the laws of the land prevent us from being what we need to be in Christ, if it prevents us from gathering together and worshiping the Lord Jesus, you know, then we need to obey the law of God rather than the law of men. And that's the way it has been down through the ages. Many people have been persecuted for their faith because they were not willing to they were willing to lay down their lives for the sake of Jesus Christ. They were willing to be tortured and to be burned at the stake and to all kinds of persecution that came against them. They were willing to do that because they saw the kingdom of heaven as greater than the kingdom of earth. And so that's what we need to do today. We need to be willing. We need to be steadfast. We need to look up unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We need to follow his word, the truth. And we need to be a salt and light into the world around us. We need to be willing to lay down our own lives, to walk with Jesus and to be faithful to him and to serve him forever. These all died in faith. Will that be our testimony? After we are dead and gone, will people say that that was a man of faith? That was a man of God? What will people think of us? What will people talk about when we are dead and gone? Will they have a question? Is he in heaven? Is she in heaven? Or will it be beyond a doubt? And yes, we know that that person is in heaven because we, the walk of faith, the walk of the godliness that that person walked in, that speaks volumes. So let us walk by faith. Let us not do these things because of what people will think, but may we consider the Bible. May we walk in God's Word because God is watching and God is faithful and God will, God desires people who will walk by faith. God wants us to walk by faith. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Hebrews 11:14. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had the opportunity to return. You know, we do have that privilege. We do have that opportunity. If you know, it doesn't matter what we have been delivered from. You know, if we look back, you know, we can go back into those things. We can go back into that country. And, but we will not be in the hall of faith like these men and women were here. We will be just another one of those who gave up. We will not be one of those weeds maybe that sprung up and, or maybe I shouldn't even call it weeds, but the seed that sprung up and then it withered and died. Oh, let's not be that kind of a, let's be of the kind that that takes root and searches the Word of God and we become a strong tree, a tree where many can find refuge and encouragement. For now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Let us put our hearts and minds into the heavenly kingdom. Let us consider where our actions, what our actions will do. Let us consider the Word of God. Let us walk by the Word of God. Let us walk by faith, even as these men and women of faith did here of old. Let us walk by faith. And then God has prepared a better country, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Oh, we could go on into other areas here. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped leaning upon the top of his staff. I don't want to go into a lot of those things there this morning, but let us consider the faith of our fathers. Let us consider that they lived, they were men and women even as we are, but they lived by faith. And that's the challenge for us today, that we would live by faith and not by sight. You know, if those people would have lived by sight, they would have probably lost their way because we can't always see afar off. We can't always see years down the road and see how this is going to come out. But we worship the Lord Jesus. We walk by faith. We put our faith in God, knowing that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So let us lay down our lives and diligently seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Let us by faith put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is able, even as these people here in the Hall of Faith, Lord, they were able to walk by faith, and we have the same opportunity. These people were men and women just like we are, but they put their faith in the living God. We have that same opportunity to just put our faith in God, to trust Him. And then God will work it out through us. God, as we put our faith, as we lay down our lives, as we sacrifice our own desires, our own carnal ways, then God can work through us. And we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and our name can go down in history as one of those faithful men or women. Oh, may we be diligent in seeking the Lord Jesus and putting our faith, putting our roots deep and allowing God to work through us. Our Heavenly Father, this morning I bow before you in the name of Jesus. And I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would touch each one this morning. Encourage each one to put their faith deep, to be diligent in seeking the face of God, to be diligent and to be faithful, even as the men of old, men and women of old were faithful. Oh Lord, I commit this into your hand and trust, dear God, that this can be an encouragement for someone to go deeper and walk with God and put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this morning we do commit it to you and ask your blessing upon this little sermonette, Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. God bless you, and come back again tomorrow morning.